Finally today, in case you had not heard, Barack Obama was elected the 44th president of the United States yesterday. Now, you might have thought that that happened back on November 4th, but yesterday was the day the members of the Electoral College gathered in their state capitals to cast their votes and ratify the people's choice. J. Harold Boyd was one of them. He teaches politics and government at a high school in Spotsylvania County, Virginia. I caught up with him just a short time after the big occasion, and he explained that for him, the day was doubly momentous. He's a lifelong Democrat, and it's the first time a Democrat has won in Virginia since Lyndon Johnson. He also got to vote for America's first black president after growing up attending segregated schools.
I was born in Big Spring, Texas, and in 59, when I was in the third grade, we moved to Orange, Virginia. And I walked into a lily white school system that I had had no prior experience with or understanding of what segregation was. And it was totally abhorrent to me. And I looked at my mom and said, where are the rest of the kids? And she tried to explain, but it didn't go over too well.
What did she say? What did she try to say? How did she explain that?
She said, this is the system here. We will talk about it when we get home.
What a beautiful image. Where are the rest of the kids?
What
a wonderful way to think about it. So,
well, I had cousins who were half Cherokee and half white. And so I came from a background of not knowing what segregation was. So it was totally different. And my parents had never talked to us about it, had never expressed in – you know, that it was anything wrong. My father was an Episcopal minister, and so it was we accepted everybody as they were, and that was the way I was brought up. And it was just weird in the third grade and having it thrown in your face.
Why did you want to become an elector in this election?
I made my decision that I was going to support Barack Obama back in January, and it was confirmed when he spoke here Saturday before what was dubbed the Chesapeake primary, Maryland, Virginia, the district. And I had started then working within the party structure and made it known that after working in the party since 1972 that I wanted something for myself other than for a candidate.
So what was it like casting your vote?
It was very, very moving for me.
What do you actually do? Do you have to stand up, raise your hand, say something? What do you do?
Yes, the procedure was that there was a roll call by districts, and then there were the two at large. Our names were called, and we had to stand up and repeat our names and say that I cast my vote for Barack Obama from Illinois, and then we had to do the same thing for Joe Biden from Delaware. And then there are tons of papers that we have to sign. There were 8 copies of the official document, 2 of which go to the Library of Virginia, 1 of which goes to the Vice President, 2 go to the National Archives, 1 stays at the State Board of Elections. We then had to sign all the minutes. We had to sign all the envelopes as witnessing that what was going in the envelopes was correct. And then all the spectators wanted our signatures. I think I wrote my name. And then I have 4 names, James, Harold, Allen, Boyd. And so I had to sign that somewhere close to 100 times today.
Sign an autograph. See, now you're showing off. You're just showing off after that, right? So finally, what did it mean to you to be there today?
Well, it meant a whole lot. My family history, my great-grandfather fought in the Civil War for the South. His 2 brothers fought for the North. Their father, my great-great-grandfather, owned slaves. And for me, as a white male in Virginia who did go to segregated schools and who had fought in the Democratic Party since 1972 in Virginia, it was very, very moving for me. At age 12, I saw and heard Dr. King in Washington on my birthday in 63, and I hoped that sometime before I died that I would see an African-American president. But it was not until February of this year that I actually believed that it was possible. And then in June, when he won the nomination and had enough delegates, it just built from there till today. And I'm just so happy that I was able to participate today.
J. Harold Boyd teaches history at Chancellor High School in Spotsylvania County. We caught up with him in Richmond just a few minutes after he voted for Barack Obama as one of Virginia's 13 representatives in the Electoral College. Mr. Boyd, thank you so much for speaking with us.
You're quite welcome.
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.